بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب الحج باب وجوب الحج وفضله امام نووي رحمه الله عليه now brings the book on Hajj and the obligation and virtue of Hajj. We find that Hajj, the original meaning in Arabic for Hajj means al-qasdu, which means to intend. And in our deen, what is the meaning of Hajj? Hajj means that we are going to visit the Kaaba, the Baytullah, for the fulfillment of specific actions. So Hajj was an action, or it was an ibadat, act of worship from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, throughout the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's lives, right till this very day, till the day of Qiyamah, Hajj will take place. So a person has, when he has sufficient provisions and transportation to undertake this virtuous journey, it is a very unique form of worship. It makes a person very, very humble. He shows his abdiyat, his bondsman, or his bondage to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spends his wealth, and of course he utilizes all his strength, and he abstains from all his carnal desires during that days of Hajj. And he turns exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many, many virtues of Hajj mentioned in the books of Ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قال الله تعالى وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala says that Hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the duty that people who are able to find a sabil, a way, they owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walillahi, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they should make Hajj of Baytullah. But the important condition, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, one who has the means of going for Hajj. And whoever rejects, then surely Allah ta'ala is independent of the entire universe. Allah is not dependent on the fact that we need to go for Hajj. Allah is totally independent. وَعَلِي بْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam is based on five pillars. It's a very famous hadith. Buni al-Islamu ala khamsin. Islam is based on five pillars. The first is the shahadat. Testify that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And wa iqami salah, establishing salah. Then wa ita is zakah, discharging our zakat. Wa hajj al-bayt, and making hajj of baytullah. وَصُومِ رَمَضَانِ, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. So this is a very important hadith in the life of every Muslim. The five fundamental pillars of Islam: the shahadat, salat, zakat, hajj, sum of Ramadan. And therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this particular hadith right at the beginning of Kitab al-Hajj to show us that hajj is an important obligation in Islam. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد